let's talk about constructive chastening. We've all been chastened in our lives. Children are chastened by their parents. We are chastened in school by teachers, chastened at work, by employers, in the military, on the athletic field. It's a part of life. When the chastening is done properly, it should be to correct wrong activity and bring forth right activity. God also chastens us, and he tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, "No chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." God corrects us to bring forth righteousness. Let's pray that we can yield to this process. Father, teach us to yield graciously to your constructive chastening and criticism. You never want to hurt us, but you always want to bring forth right conduct. Help us to yield. In Jesus' name, amen.